A military hearing is underway in Fort Knox, Kentucky, for a soldier accused of a grenade and small arms attack on his comrades in Kuwait. Sergeant Hassan Akbar of the 101st Airborne Division is charged with killing two officers and wounding 14 others while they were in their tents. The attack happened in March, shortly before the brigade was to move into Iraq. Michael Lindenberger is a reporter for the Courier-Journal in Louisville. Is this a court-martial hearing?
No, it's not. It's a Article 32 hearing, which is a preliminary fact-finding hearing. The presiding investigating officer, a reserve colonel, will decide whether to recommend a court-martial after this concludes, which is expected to be later this week.
How is this military hearing different from a civilian court hearing?
Its purpose is basically the same, to find evidence to see how strong the charges are. But it's different in the sense that the defendant is present during the whole proceedings. He also has attorneys with him. There's four military attorneys that have been appointed for him. And they can present evidence and cross-examine witnesses.
And what have you heard during the first 2 days of testimony?
Well, we've heard from several officers who witnessed the attack, many of whom were injured themselves. They described a very chaotic scene about 1 a.m. on March 23rd as they heard explosions from grenades that were launched into three different tents. Some who were fired upon after they walked out of the tent to investigate what was going on. We also heard from soldiers who served with Sergeant Akbar, sort of a review of what their impressions were serving with him. We've heard from the investigator who showed up at the scene just hours after the attack in Kuwait to interview the witnesses.
And what evidence have the prosecutors presented?
Well, other than the eyewitness accounts of the shootings, we've had some physical evidence suggesting that there was a fingerprint from Sergeant Akbar on a generator that was shut off just minutes before the attack, plunging the area into darkness. Evidence that there was a gun, a rifle, M4 rifle, found at the scene that was used in the attack that had been assigned to Sergeant Akbar here in Kentucky before they left to go overseas. But there hasn't been any direct evidence yet linking him to the attack. No one's identified him as a shooter or somebody who had been involved in the shootings yet.
Has he presented anything in his defense?
Two soldiers testified that they were interviewed just hours after the attack, both of whom witnessed the shooting of Captain Seifert, the Army captain who was one of the two officers killed. Both of those soldiers said that Akbar was not the shooter, that they saw an African-American dressed differently than Akbar had been and who looked different than Akbar. One of them, in response to questioning right after the event, told investigators it was absolutely not Akbar. So there's been some evidence on both sides. There's still a lot more witnesses expected to testify. Another 16 or so are going to be testifying the next couple days from Iraq through video conferencing technology.
So what happens next?
Well, the colonel will decide whether he thinks the evidence is strong enough to warrant a court-martial, file a report by June 27th with that recommendation to Akbar's commander. In turn, he'll decide whether he thinks a court-martial is warranted and make a determination or recommendation to the commanding general of the 101st Airborne. And it'll be his final decision whether there'll be a court-martial convened or not. And if so, there'll be a trial.
Michael Lindenberger is a reporter for the Louisville Courier-Journal.